Now, Bob would say, y'all need to calm down. Bob would say, relax. Slack. Follow slack. Slack will catch it up. Because what's going to happen is whatever this is, it's going to, just as it came for the upside down with Thompson, just as it is, it's going to pass. And when it passes, then you're going to create a vacuum. And when you create a vacuum, then what's going to happen? You're going to notice very quickly that all these words caught up quickly. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And then you won't have to think about that anymore.
Yeah, I do notice how the words catch up. It's amazing.
Yeah, and it's surprisingly, how it works.
What words catch up and what happens?
For
the
me,
quasi-static capacitor, Bob.
Okay, Bob.
They didn't tell me anything. What are
Look
the words that are going to get realized or something?
You notice that all these words caught up quickly.
And what happens?
You just know
the tangent vectors. No, Carolyn, don't do that. You'll never get away with that. You will never get away. J.R. Bob Dobbs gonna let you get away with that, honey. He will put you in the street. You can't do that with Bob. No. You
punch
gotta say it this
head.
Way.
Punch in my
That's
head
it.
Right now. Punch
That's
in
right.
My
That's
head.
Right. That's right. You have to explain to him that those words are gonna charge the tangent vectors. And so now what's going to happen is those tangent vectors are going to be charged in the pixel plates and the order that people embrace from the Cartesian frame. They're going to know that this balance between stress energy tensors and non-vanishing electromagnetic symmetric tensor components are going to force a new reality. That's what you were trying to say. Now you say that, and he says, well, why didn't you say that to start with? Right, Bob?
Tony's quotings are batty.
Oh, right.
I have learned some new words.
Funny. Move away, Bob. Move away with your cheesy.
We move into the vacuum.
Now, we didn't say nothing about the Tic Tacs. That's when you want to kiss a pretty girl. You pop a Tic Tac in your mouth, Pop.
So we don't move into a vacuum.
No. Well, if you do, you don't stay there long. You may. Yeah. You have the capacity. If you have all power, you certainly have the capacity to. But you, personally, you won't stay there long. You'll come out.
I wouldn't want to be there. Okay.
Well,
it's
all right for a second. It's okay for a second.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. When Earth turns into a rocket, do people who don't get on the rocket fall off? Where do they go? Who? Where's
well,
the leftovers?
They won't be there. They won't be able to, the leftovers. They won't be in this realm at all because there's no room. They can't take the shift. See, the journey, it's not a destination. It's a journey. So you got to get ready for the journey. Then you can make the journey across the River Jordan into Canaan land. That's the battle. Getting yourself ready so you can make the trip.
Right. So the 2/3 of the world gets removed, and the 1/3 that's left, their task is to make the rocket or not. To get on the rocket.
That's correct.
Right.
That's correct. And most of them will, and if they don't, then they're just going to be in court, in the court.
They'll be around me in the court.
Okay, now try. How about that?
I said they would be around me in the court.
Yes, and different people would have court. Just like some of the people around Sue Bone are going to attend, but they're not going to make it, so they're just going to be in her court, in Sue Bone's court.
Did you say they're going to ascend but not make it?
No. They'll ascend, but they won't make it. They won't make the trip.
So they'll be in her court. Where's that if they don't get on the trip?
In her kingdom before she leaves.
Oh, okay. So she drags them with her?
No, it's up to her. She'll see. She's washfish, you know.
Right. Okay.
We don't call her Sweet Sue anymore because she don't like being called sweet.
Right.
We used to.
So
we used to.
Yeah.
She was sweet when we did. We meant it when we said it. But
she's
we won't mean it if she don't mean it.
She's irritable
now. We just don't do it. We don't do it. She don't want to be sweet. Okay. But we didn't say bitch, Sue. They get up, Crystal gets mad when we call her a whore. So we can't do that either. So, you know, what you going to do?
Yeah. Okay. So the people. Oh. When we go in the bunker, do we start using those UFO structures? They're going to be stuck along the 33rd parallel, I think, that I'll broadcast through.
Monoliths, Bob. Monoliths.
Monoliths, yeah. And they're going to be along the 33rd parallel or the equator?
Mm-hmm. Ain't going to be no equator. It'll be the 33rd parallel. Yamakaland will be the edge. It'll be the edge of tomorrow.
Right. Now, will we do that from the bunker, or will be that'll be post living at the bunker after we go somewhere else?
What's the difference?
Don't worry about that.
Your timing. That's not necessarily true. But you're getting ahead of yourself. You'll always have the ability and capacity of some form, even if it's like. Even if it's like fucking Mae Russell, where you have to do it on Wednesday for next Tuesday, we'll probably play some fun with that. So you give the recording, and it'll go out, and then it's like you'll hear what's going on next Thursday from Tuesday from Wednesday's broadcast. So they'll get it a little bit of a delay so they can explain. And then you'll get to spend about 2 weeks explaining to everybody how they're getting it a week in abeyance.
I think you're saying that no matter what, I'll be broadcasting.
Uh-huh.
Or communicating.
Yes, that is true. Yes, that is the case.
But once we get on the rocket, the Earth turns into a rocket, do we broadcast in the rocket?
No, you'll be just giving little briefings like they did for Mr. Wilford on Snowpiercer. Bong, bong, and then you'll say, good morning, this morning, this morning, good morning. And then you'll tell them what time it is and how close or far we are from Bloomsday and how glad they made the trip. And then you'll give your Finnegan's Wake quote of the day. And then you'll read every mental doodle that's ever been written, one after another, every day, one mental doodle after another. It'll be great. Some good, some bad, but it's fresh and new because you never read one. So it'll be new for you, too.
Yeah.
So save them all. Save them all.
Yeah. Yeah. So what are we saying? So the Earth turns into a rocket. It doesn't look like a rocket. It just starts moving.
Yes, it does. No, it is.
It's like
a
rocket.
Yeah.
The whole Earth will be, or half the Earth above the 33rd parallel will be.
The whole Earth will go, but the only part that will be livable, or the capsuled part, would be the yarmulke, the Iron Curtain part.
Yeah, above the 33rd parallel.
Correct. Northern hemisphere.
Okay. So when you say the Earth is, water is going to become poisoned, will people mythologize the hippies, the people who were warned about pollution in the 60s? Or that'll be not remembered?
And so what's the difference? They say it's poison now, Bob. They won't drink their tap water because it's bad, but they'll buy bottled water, which is worse.
Wow.
Make a lot of sense to us.
Right, so the Rachel Carson started the Poisoned Earth theme, and she was correct?
I don't know. Whatever that means. It ain't nothing predicting, Bob. It's going said it's changing, and the humans can't take what it's changing to. That's not poison. The little men can't live. So if she said that the little men were born to die, okay, she was right. If she says that the Earth is perfect, the humans can live forever, blah, 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 so let's save the Earth or blah, 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 then hell no, no. This is a finite test. The battle in heaven was set. The battle in heaven's fixing to be settled, and God's children are fitting to go home. And all this other double-talking babble shit ain't going to matter no more. And that's the reason we don't have a lot of chit-chat regarding it, because it's a doppelganger's race.
Yeah, did you say the babble or Bible shit?
Battle. Battle.
Battle. But you said that's why we don't discuss the battle. That's what you meant? You don't discuss the battle?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, correct.
Much.
Because they're always going to be fighting about, can I eat this? Do I do that? Can I survive this? Is that going to be okay? When do we leave? What do I pack? Can I take my lover? Do I get a lover? Where is my lover? When can I have a lover? Can I get rid of the old lover and get the new lover so I can have somebody fun to be a lover when I get over there? Over here is not good. I don't know what over there is going to be like. So if you can tell me what over there is going to be like, I'll let you know if I want to stay here or there. And if I could be there and here at the same time, I could try them both and see which one I prefer on those days when I feel like a nut and some days I don't. See the confirmation in that ramaphakalia. That a man
yes.
Don't know how to spell that. Ramaphakalia. Man, you look it up. It's very phonetic, darling. You get it.
Okay. Is I going to squelch Prince Harry?
We know what the word squelch means. Do you?
Well, are you going to nail him? Are you going to punish him? Will he get into an uncomfortable lifestyle?
No. He's fine. He's fine.
Because
if he... Okay. He's Carolyn would look at him as a case study, and what she would do is she would say, okay, how is he presenting? You know what that means?
No. How is he presenting himself?
Okay. No. How is he presenting? Carolyn! Sorry. Yeah. She got to help with this. Tell Bob if you have a patient and you start doing your charting, you would write why they present. What's the issue?
Mm-hmm.
What is the case study? This is how they present. It's what we're dealing with. We got a 42-year-old non-smoker, morbidly obese, cocktail-drinking motherfucker, and whatever you fill in the blank. I don't know. But all these different things that are the case. And then you adjust your prognosis based on the case study. Bob is asking if we're going to squelch Harry. And we said no. We would see how he presents. Meaning, let's see how it comes forth. And what we're trying to say softly, but we brought in the what is that called? Doctoring stuff? Doctor stuff, whatever that is. Okay. We brought in the doctor stuff is because if he comes into his place of power, Bob, he don't need the queen. If he comes into his place of power, good. He don't need that. He can come on. Come on. Y'all come. Good. But if he gets sideways with that and doesn't come into his power, oh, yes, many will meet their doom. Yes, Bob. So that's we're going to see how he presents. And then we'll
what
do
you
a case
mean by
setting,
presenting?
If he follows – oh, sorry. Sorry.
Carol didn't say what presents means to her.
Oh,
no,
sorry.
That's true. You come in, the patient presented himself, he looked like this, he felt like this, he said this, his labs were this. So if he presents as ascending, then you don't have to squelch him.
Good. And if he does, he'll squelch himself.
Yeah. All right, so I was listening to Piers Morgan complain about how Meghan and Prince, they lie about their life at the palace and all this stuff. Do you agree with Piers?
Yes, we do. Only because even if what the Markle bitch was, even if it was true, why in the God's name would you tell Oprah Winfrey? What are you trying to gain by ruining the thing you gave your very life up for to be a goddamn princess to then come back and say, well, it's not really what it's all cracked up to be. They don't like colored people there. They don't like colored people. They don't really like them. I don't know what I was thinking. I thought they liked colored people. I didn't know. See, that's not true. Nothing about that. That's just fitting into a culture. kind of step out of what they were born to. Yeah, they were stepping out of that which they were born to. You don't outgrow the raisin, Bob.
Even Megan was born to be a princess?
Don't know if she was, but she is. Or, well, no, sorry, was.
All right. Is she?
The rub, see, she rubbed till she made the cut, Bob, and then she decided she didn't want what she got. Well, that don't make no sense.
Why did she Why did she not like what she got?
It was power. She didn't like the rules. She wanted all the pump. You didn't mind the $3,700 pair of breeches she was wearing. She didn't mind that. She didn't mind the $150,000 worth of jewelry she was wearing. That didn't come off her tit. That come off the goddamn queen's hopper. That's who that come off of. They don't mind all this life of Riley business, but when they start having to go dig their own fucking taters out of the ground, it's going to be a different conversation. Talking about how wounded they were and had a terrible time they had. And I couldn't decide which palace I liked the best. They never let me stay in the palace that I chose, and I wanted the front north side bedroom, and I didn't get the best people. They didn't give me a good staff. I really deserve a good staff, and I didn't have one. And I'm just not living like this anymore. I can't take it. I need to be able to choose the people who draw my bath every day. You see?
So, are they doing these TV shows or getting movie contracts, whatever the media deals are making, because they need the money because they're going to lose money? The queen's cutting them off?
Hey, Nan said it best, Bob. Ask gas or grass. You can't ride for free.
Mm-hmm. Right. So the queen is cutting them off.
Most certainly. She'll always love them as her grandchild. Notice how she said that. As my grandchild. But not so much after that. She's had a little experience with these divorcees and the royal sainthood, Bob.
Hey, did you say the royal sainthood?
Yeah.
The royal sainthood.
Remember her auntie that got her to be the queen in the first place?
Yeah, Mrs. Simpson.
Wallace. Miss Wallace Simpson. So we've had a little experience with this. See, I think Henry VIII had it more put together. He just chopped their head off, and if they won't let him chop their head off, I'll start a new religion. We're good. You know, we're fine. No problem. Right. We take care of this.
Yeah, so, and did Prince Harry or Meghan knock Trump? I think Meghan said she was going to run for president.
Meghan does. Harry has not.
Meghan knocked Trump. Put down Trump. Harry
and
has
Meghan
not.
Markle. Mm-hmm.
Was Harry as obsessed with Meghan as he looked at the wedding? He just fawned over her. Like he was sort of oddly, sentimentally staring at her during the protocols. Is he a wimp like that?
They all are weak as water, Bob.
Okay. Meghan was on Fringe an episode or two. Her bitchiness the reason she was not on anymore?
Correct. But she wasn't that much of a part, and she wasn't a very good actor.
Right. I watched her and liked her on Suits, reasonably attractive to watch. Was she an asshole behind the scenes with the staff of Suits?
Somehow it didn't last very long.
Well, Suits went on for many years.
That she was kind of come and go kind of thing.
Okay. So when I say, will Ion nail Prince Harry, does Ion decide the fates of people? Non-physical controls the physical of little men?
No, but you do.
I control people, or every one of us controls our own fate?
No, you control it. We don't work for all of them, Bob.
You work for me.
So far.
Well, and that's always been the case when I was Ophanel?
So far.
Realms. Okay. Let's find out in particular. You hinted that QAnon was an extension
intimated.
Of Ion. Well,
we intimated. We didn't hint.
Yeah.
We intimated.
Yeah, we almost pretty well said it, that QAnon came from Iondom or from Ion.
Yeah.
While Ion
it's
was
a distraction.
Not in the public.
It's a distraction so that they would have connection. The same thing that they do with the getting on the stage and saying we're going to put four people on the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to do that. They're not going to do that. But they're saying a bunch of words to get everybody amped up about it. Well, QAnon gets up there and says a bunch of words and gets everybody amped up about something. And then they come back and they ask us. Same thing.
QAnon comes and asks you.
Yeah, well, no, the people that get amped up on QAnon come ask us.
Yeah, so that was mainly Madeline. Madeline was the one who would ask about QAnon.
Well, others do too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so QAnon was a necessary distraction in the first couple of years of Trump's administration when Ion was not speaking in public. What was QAnon, from Ion's perspective, a distraction from?
Reality.
Why did Ion encourage that by creating QAnon?
Because it was functional.
Practical, because people were going nuts under the ascension pressures.
Yes.
It's like, I think JW once, 2010, after the market crash, he said, I don't want the market to be totally collapsed, so we'll keep the tarp going. I think JW said that. That was a distraction, a comforting distraction to keep the economy going, correct? And you felt that had to be done. The same thing with QAnon for the mind.
Yes.
So those posts were written by you?
Maybe.
The QAnon posts.
No.
Don't want...
Not composed by us. Never, no. You lay out. The tech body picks it up and lays it out.
Tech body did it. And the tech body is not a machine. It's not a person. Can we call it an intelligence?
No, it's an environment.
But not a physical machine environment like robots, not like that.
Don't know. Till one's up your butt, Bob. You won't know. Yeah.
So QAnon is an environment that possesses other environments, other machines, other technologies.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not others, just machines. Possesses machines and people and media
programs. If it has an effect. Things that have an affect or an effect on strata is that. See? It's that.
That
so
is what? That is tech body?
Tech body can make, it's like Wi-Fi. You have Wi-Fi in your house. Did you know that?
Yes.
Okay. Wi-Fi is all over your house, whether you're using it or not. And it can let you have interaction. It makes your machine, tells your machine stuff. It lets you send stuff to Carolyn without having to be plugged into her. It lets her send things back to you without otherwise. It makes all these things work together at all levels. So that's the same thing that we're talking about here. The tech body's like that. It can be machine. It can be, what do you say, is it animal, mineral, or solid, or what's the game used to play on Shazam or charades? Are you trying to figure out what it is? You know, is it an animal or is it a mineral? Is it
what's my line?
Silly. No. The game charades. Like, is it a movie? It affects everything. It the tech body affects everything. So it's got to be in more of an environment because it can work in your machine and in your refrigerator. And on the counter that holds your food up.
And in your mind.
Well, that's how you judge it. See, everything in your mind is how you judge it. Because some people get out of their mind.
Is that what you just described, the tech party, is that electricity?
Sort of.
Electricity is an environment.
Sort of. Mm-hmm.
So,
you kind of trick us, so we'll say what electricity is, but we won't say because y'all don't know what power is.
Right, but the tech body is intimately entwined with electricity.
Okay.
And would you say, as someone said recently, electricity is the singularity?
We like that, okay. Mm-hmm.
Is the tech body a singularity?
Until it's dual, yes.
Until it's dual. Dual, D-U-A-L. And that dual
D-U-A-L.
Is...
D-U-A-L. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's duality is ion and tech body together.
Okay.
So when the tech body was hanging around the Ark of the Covenant, was ion hanging around? Yes, ion was non-physical. So the tech body had not engaged ion yet until our
mm-hmm.
days, right? So did QAnon stop?
That's like Amy Jessup was trying to work out the same problems. Amy Jessup was like the agent trying to solve all the problems, like you're trying to navigate from discerning from where the tech body is or is not. It's like that.
Well, who's Amy Jessup? Who's she an agent for?
Oh, she played on Fringe.
Oh, Amy. Don't remember. That wasn't Nikki Brown or... You mean the
no
redhead
problem.
Who was a robot inside?
No,
Amy
no,
was,
no.
I know, Amy
Meghan,
was the gopher.
Meghan
the gopher.
Markle. Meghan Markle was Amy Jessup, Bob. Come on.
Oh, okay. And so what did you just say about Amy Jessup? You brought her up.
She was trying to, a special agent, trying to figure out exactly the difference between the tech body and us. As an example, in Fringe, the way you're trying to figure out what this is right here, right now.
Right.
Like power and electricity. That was the same storyline.
Yeah, it's what is electricity, what isn't. Same storyline.
What's power? Yeah.
Right.
Where does the power come from? It's like CVST. Yeah. It's bad when it's in your vaccine.
The QAnon, did it weaken and remove itself from the public stage when ION returned publicly in April 2019?
Maybe.
Is QAnon still presenting itself? Occasionally, I understand.
We'll let you know.
Did QAnon predict accurately certain events that happened, say, this past 6 months? And they predicted.
But we laid it out. We laid it out so that they could embrace it a little bit.
Embrace it.
Say the word. Say stuff to people. That then they could come along that now people are saying, oh, that politician follows QAnon. It's some conspiratorial theorist, la, 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 la. When it starts making that kind of news, then that lets you know the tech body is sort of raging a little bit. They want to be fluffed. You know, the fluffers and the porn films, Bob, the people who come along
yeah.
and get you ready to go. Well, QAnon would be the fluffer for non-physical. That's the way to say it.
Who is there to get non-physical ready to go?
Yeah. For people to engage.
All right. So before 2017, when QAnon showed up, nothing was there to encourage people to engage with ION.
Correct. Well, they were still trying to figure out how to get saved at that point, Bob.
How to what?
Get saved.
Get saved, okay. All right. Well, that means that things changed when Trump became president.
And a little before, yes. And a little before, yes.
Okay. When we got rid of Matthew Hurtado.
Basically. Well, Matthew, you did not get rid of Matthew David Hurtado. Don't speak ill of him. That's your minister of allowing, damn it. No. When when Matthew David Hurtado was freed for joyful obedience, then everything changed and got better.
Yeah. When we talk about the rip, is that the same phenomenon as when everything turned upside down and we got stuck in the Thompson Quadrant?
No. Thompson Quadrant was a whole space. A rip, R-I-P, is leaking through. So you have moments of lucidity, and then it all goes to hell. And then they start putting out campaign ads about how Donald J. Trump burnt the Supreme Court. And we're going to fix it. You guys support us because we're going to fix it. The rip comes across like that, and people push against that. In the Thompson Quadrant, everybody's stuff looked normal. That's the way it is. The road goes that way. In America, you drive on the right side and drive on the left side. You don't switch it up. You don't change it up. You can turn right on red, but you don't have to. The rip would let you pull up to an intersection, and there's no light, and you don't know what to do. And you're like lost because you've never been in a situation where there's no stop sign, no light, no nothing, and yet it's clearly a very large intersection. That's what a rip. Rip is an individual zeitgeist kind of megatron.
How does it relate to the Grand Central Station and the wire whisk coming out of the Grand Central Station?
It runs the roller coaster in reverse most often.
A wire whisk is a roller coaster?
No. A roller coaster is a track that the continuum goes around and around and around and around. Going to run it upside down, backwards.
In the Grand Central Station?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, around it. Okay. So you said there's an up and down with the rip, 15%, 50% good, 50% bad. That's not the case when they're upside down in the Thompson Quadrant.
That's correct. It's everything. It affects where you're going to come up to, no matter what. Mm-hmm.
The Thompson Quadrant is a bigger environment. The rip is an aspect of the Thompson Quadrant phenomenon.
We think that's right.
Okay. All right. And then you say there's many multi-locational, multi-pathways on our journeying, but the outcome is set. And that outcome is ending up in Andromeda, in the galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
That's set, right?
Mm-hmm. We like that.
Right. What's the structure of the underground tunnels? There's tunnels in Washington. Brendan likes to say there's tunnels out there in South Dakota, in Lakota land. Are there all kinds of tunnels that were built by extraterrestrial civilizations?
The answer is yes, and it also is followed up with a no comment.
Right.
We talked about it a little bit. We've given examples, like the one that connects Colorado to California, remember?
Yes. And the military...
That's one everybody knows about. There are many.
Right. And the military knows about a lot of them.
Some of the military does. But see, after fucking abomination, most everybody was let go. So there ain't many people left that even know what the hell's going on. So we say yes, but then maybe Trump brought some of them back. But he did okay, but he wasn't trying to give everybody in the fucking country a job. So, no, there's not a lot left that know all the details. There's some. And see, you gotta look at security. Don't answer that. Some of the security clearances have been cut, and you have to have a certain security clearance to hear some of those. And we could tell you all about that, but then it's like your Instagram projects that'll get canceled.
Right. So a lot of the Biden administration don't have access to the inner sanctum of the Pentagon.
That's correct. But now they will. Once they get 437 people on the Supreme Court, then they'll be able to have access. Once they get that down, then they'll be able to have access and everything will be okay.
No, they'll have access for 10 minutes and then it'll be over.
Well,
Trump.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
Trump will cancel that. Is Trump going to be able to diminish the people placed on the court?
No, they're just going to abolish it. Just get away with it. Nobody cares. They created this rip of this cancel culture where people says, wait a second. What the fuck do I need a Supreme Court for anyway? If I want an abortion, I'm going to get an abortion. If I want to say goddamn nigger, I'll say goddamn nigger. They're not going to tell me what I can say. I run this. I'm a Black Lives Matter. Yeah, Black Lives Matter. Burn the Supreme Court. We don't need to put them on a spike. Put them on a spike. Yeah, slab the impaler. Hook them up. They ain't done nothing for me. Make my life terrible. What I need them for? They ain't paying my bills. They ain't doing nothing. They don't decide what I want. Why the hell I won't pay them bitches all this goddamn money to tell me what they're going to do? Just get rid of all of them. We don't need none of them. Let them all die. Call it a day.
Right.
See the fun? Now, the way the culture is today, Bob, they could absolutely embrace that. I mean, Mr. Breyer, there, Justice, they're now saying, now they're saying, retire Breyer. They're trying to get rid of him because he's saying, you don't need 100 damn people on the Supreme Court, for God's sake. These people are crazy. You don't need 100 people. If 7 can't do it or 9 can't do it, what's 100 going to do? Crazy.
Okay. Has Jack show been canceled? Instagram show?
No. We're going to bring it back, but they're being very, very suspect because he's on the fringe, Bob. He's on the fringe. He's talking about
what does that mean?
He's on the. He's talking about iffy topics. Iffy topics.
So he records Instagram when we're making it, correct?
Yes, that's what Instagram records it when it's making it.
So did Instagram deny him access to last Friday's show?
No. It's just that's an anomaly. What we're going to do is we're going to start holding them and let them come out a little later so that they become old news, so they don't become so scrutinized because they can look at it and go, oh, yeah, that was a long time ago.
Okay. I have down here the drone trade. That came out of another question. I don't have many questions. There's a drone trade. People are selling it like drugs all over the planet, correct?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So where do these people sell the underground drone trade or work in it? Where do they get their drones from?
Tech body.
They don't get it from the Pentagon or any storage facilities and steel.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Well, who cares where it comes from? It's kind of like pussy, Bob. You don't care where it comes from as long as you get it when you want it.
Right. So does the tech body levitate drones out of their warehouses to someplace else to other people to acquire them?
Allegedly.
So we talked about McLuhan predicting the tech body. He didn't predict the tech body in its full ramifications. Did anybody?
Yeah, he did. Yes, he did. He said, if you keep watching the TV is going to watch you. If you give yourself to these things, mediacology, which then you further developed, because he didn't even know what it was, for real. Mm-hmm. But see, if you're in the movies, you become the movie. See, and now look, that's the only way you can actually see Marshall McLuhan, that you were given that 4 hour and 37 minute Annie Hall rendition at Fuck You University last night, which was quite ridiculous. But the brightest night, part of the night, when you compare the machinations of Ducky, you know, besides that. But anyhow, that thing he laid out to say that this interaction will take you away from yourself. And that's what the tech body's doing or has done. So he laid it out clearly. Well, you should read The Mechanical Bride, Bob. You need to look at that. Mm.
Yes, I know it.
Yeah.
So
we love it when we cram McLuhan down you. That's funny.
Right.
Call Clinton, goddammit. Call Clinton. He had that happen in a day or two. It's like the way he laid out in The Mechanical Bride, the difference between machine versus surreal abjectivity. Machine versus abjectivity.
Yeah.
However surreal.
Right.
Now that the surreal is how you approach it. Oh, I'm not going to have all that. I don't believe in vaccines. I don't want to have no vaccines. See, whether you believe in a vaccine or not, they've created them. See, and you don't have to believe in them, and you may not like them, and you may not see it, but they still are. So that's what the tech body takes advantage of and puts everything in your system. You are a Luddite. You don't even have TV, and yet you get all the benefits of what's going on in the world. But that's only what the tech body lets you look at and see. You go, oh, no, 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 no. I look at I get my news from Glenn Beck.
I never watched him once.
No, I know, but we were making fun, trying not to make fun of the one that died. What's his name? Drudge. The drudgery. That's what we call it. The Drudge Report.
Yeah,
that's another more ridiculous one. And you never got news from Rush Limbaugh. He never gave us day's news in his life. He told you what you should know. That's the difference.
Yes.
Rush never told the news. He told you what you should know. Now, if that had to do with the news, okay, fine. But he made the news based on what he said. That's the difference.
Yes. Okay, now, you scanned the Jack Sarfatti one-hour YouTube, and you burst out in the middle of talking to Bert on Tuesday and made a statement. Did you give some clues to his work in your statement?
We did, but you can say some more words if you're interested.
Now or in a separate occasion?
Let's do a separate occasion because but the short synoptic version is that he's borrowed everybody else's work.
Yes.
And if he's really talking to the Pentagon, he wouldn't be making fucking YouTubes with wannabes of people who used to hate his guts, where he spends the entire hour running around trying to name dropping of people that nobody else has fucking heard of for nuclear theory, projectivity of phallic galactic physics that runs around of how this is right. And if anybody asked a question, you haven't been listening to me and you don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what I'm talking about either, but I'm paid to not know what I'm talking about. And I've talked to important people, and important people like me, and you don't like me, and that means you're not important. You don't know anything. You just don't. It's trying to sound like you a little bit. It's like telling how popular they are. It was pretty scary after a little while. But then when you start quizzing him on his math, you have to figure out what the S is, and that's the Sarfatti issue, where he's trying to take pent-up ionic phase technology and morph it into a position that draws or pushes it forward or in reverse from a pulse field. And that doesn't work because that's all based on Newtonian physics, and it doesn't work. And that's why he's on YouTube trying to talk about it, to tell you these stupid formulas and why he's not sitting in the Pentagon or selling his Tic Tacs to Russia.
Is the Black Plague that came out of Nick's well connected to Ebola? Are they two
Ebola
different phenomena?
The country? Ebola the country or Ebola the disease?
The disease.
No, Ebola is connected to it. It's not connected to Ebola. See, you're getting into the MRSA stuff. Karen's worked a lot on the MRSA stuff, and that's over your pay grade. So don't do that. But Karen knows all about it. But it's more like the MRSA and the MRSA. There's the two parts.
And Ebola is not involved with that.
Yes, it's a version of it. See, you're still all in the playing in that SARS realm, but they're not the same. See, Carolyn would be strict about that. Kind of like gangrene is not the Black Death, but they're kind of similar. If you get it in your genitalia, it will fall off.
Yeah. Now, in Tucker Carlson's videos, we were watching on Carolyn, his show from last night, watching on Carolyn's computer, and they laid a picture of Trump over the footage. Who's doing that? Does Fox know that's happening?
Yeah.
And is that the tech body messing with it?
Yeah.
Why would the tech body not want us to see the footage?
Things happen.
Okay, so then I watched the same recording show later on my computer, and it didn't have the Trump photograph over the footage. I could see the footage, but then one part, which was a little bit of it, was shown without the Trump photo on Carolyn's computer, but on my computer, it was edited out. Like, it didn't want, it didn't, shouldn't be heard. That's the tech body being, what is it, you know?
PC, being PC.
PC. But what do you call it?
Politically,
being
politically
fickle.
Correct. No, but politically correct.
So the tech body doesn't play with political correctness and let some things through that aren't politically correct, and then other times
we're trying to keep stupid, dumbass looking Tucker Carlson. He looks like somebody from the damn Little Rascals, where he's like staring into space like he's like a mongoloid damn child. Then he asks stupid, insipid questions like, well, I don't know. How long have you not liked men? Have you really not liked men long? I didn't know. I thought you kind of liked men. Men don't like men, do they? Trying to explain some bullshit stuff, and he asks these stupid questions. But we're trying to keep him on the air because he does get some of the better guests. Because Hannity, what's wrong with Hannity? He's still talking about goddamn the uranium sales to Russia. God bless him, 1,000 years ago. Charisma, he's still talking about that shit. And so he's not even in the running. But Tucker's hitting on the marks. See?
Yeah. Is that because
like the Black Lives Member? Like the BLM lady who just bought $4 million worth of real estate. She's saying, no, you're not supposed to have anything. And he's talking all about it. So now Facebook blocks links to the New York Post article about the Black Lives Matter lady buying all the real estate. You can't see anything about that on Facebook. But see, Bob, the problem is, or the good news is, some people don't have TV, yourself included. Some people don't necessarily have a computer. Some people, all they have is their social media. That's the only way they get news. That's all they get. So if it's not on TikTok or Instagram or Facebook or, you know, they don't like go to Google and look up Black Lives Matter lady goes on a house buying binge. But if it does, they'll start showing you nice houses in the community. And if you're black, you can probably have one. You know, because the channel threads dial it back for what you're supposed to be able to see. Whereas something else like the, what's the thing they shut down? Parler. Like they shut down Parler because too many people were agreeing on that realm, and they were obfuscating the big tech platform. See, what should happen is if they're going to save the tech body, well, the tech body is never going to allow it, so don't worry about this, Bob. But what they should do to save it is to kill all these big companies, bust Facebook into 1,000 companies, make Google take it where you can make it nonprofit, where you can't charge for ads, it's got to be free. Well, they'd shut that bitch off in 30 minutes and be over with and just make it be open, you see. But they're not going to do that because tech body would be controlled. They don't run it now. They don't, whether you know it or not, they don't run Facebook. Facebook is run by the tech body. They don't run Google. They decide. Tech body decides. It's all in what you call, you used to talk about it, the algorithms. That's what you used to call them. It's all done in the Terra Strange phenomenon.
That's a technical term, Terra Strange?
Yeah.
Is that the mystery landscape of Zuckerberg's world that he doesn't know?
Yeah. Dennis Prager knows about it.
Oh, yeah, right. So the when Zuckerberg says, we're going to get tougher, we're going to make sure we're a clean platform.
He has no idea. He has no idea what the fuck he's talking about. He's never read it. He don't know what it is. He start talking about stuff. I never deleted them. We don't have anybody. We don't delete people on the Facebook. What are you talking about? We don't do that. You can say nigger if you want to. We don't care. It's all right with us. We don't mind. We like niggers. Niggers are welcome here. It's all right. You can't say other things, but you can say that. You can't say conservative. Oh, fuck no. Fuck no. You're not going to say conservative around here. Oh, hell no. Hell no. We'll whoop a nigga over
that.
Conservatives now.
Yeah, we kind of did that last week. What he made a statement, new rules. He didn't type it, and that's the tech body presenting that message from him with his name.
No, he just answering questions. He don't know. He has no clue.
So the tech body didn't compose. No, the tech body does not compose his tweets.
No, but they adjust them, and he doesn't look at them again.
Right, and they're adjusted after.
Mostly. And if they're not liked, they get deleted or bumped, or they're there but nobody sees it. And then his machine says 50 million people have seen it, and really two people have seen it, and they didn't read it, and then it goes into a peat bog, and then they try to find it later, and then it's gone, and then they delete it. But Fox News has got a copy of it. They're going to show it to you 9,277 times in order.
So I'm the opposite. Millions of people look at my Facebook page, but it'll say five people did.
In essence. Yeah, that's why you have to be real careful what you put up there, because you get a little crazy sometimes. You get in that Schlitz malt liquor, and you go to posting shit. It gets a little edgy there for a while. But when you start saying yes to everybody, we get a little nervous, Bob.
For that edge-lording. That was a
edgelording. We know. That's why we got it.
Right. Okay, so I say, when I made my Bob Dawes Revolution, Lockdown Bob Rule in brackets, I listed all the shows I'm doing, all the digital engagements. Was that silly?
Yeah.
Shouldn't have done that?
Why not? We don't care. You're going to do it anyway. You should say you should have had it. You'd say, what you should, we'd have done it different. We'd have said, okay, if we were really going to do something, we'd do this, 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 and this, and all of it. But we have no intention of saving you, sons of bitches. So no uncertain terms will we ever do this, 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 the things that you're actually doing. And then they say, what is he saying? He's saying he doesn't do those shows? Right. Yeah, if I'm not going to be on the radio, I might as well not be on there all the time. Right, Bob?
So that would be better, more effective.
More fun. Take it away from them.
Yeah. Yes, and I have a million or more followers, and if I did that, I'd have temporarily 10 times that number of followers.
Mm-hmm.
If I appeared to contradict myself.
Mm-hmm.
But would they leave eventually?
They might die.
Is the chip body activating their dangling ganglia so much that they lose sight of their sex function in their chemical body?
Yeah. There's so much with the grain, when you go with the grain, like in wood, there's so much with the grain, there's no contrast to engage with somebody else.
Mm. They're merging too much. They're in the flow and merging.
It's isotropic. It's always moving and always going the same direction. And everybody else is too. Well, if everybody's going the same direction, nobody's bumping into any each other, Bob.
And that's what's lurking around the corner. We're going to bump into something. That's the collision.
And you want to have that with somebody you would like to have engagement with. And that contrast is how you achieve and maintain a significant erection. In the contrast.
Right. So did I have that lady?
Maybe.
There was a Monday show, a lady called in. It was the most extreme example of what Ion objects to, the kind of people Carolyn talks to. Whiny, thought she was super ascended or empathic and so sensitive to everything that caused problems. She had every neurosis Ion talks about, yet she thought she was a pretty amazing person, and she was suspicious about something called Ion. Is that channeling? But Carolyn didn't go into it. is that person, are they trying to, on behalf of the FDA, nail Carolyn, or are they just were crazy? What is that?
Just crazy.
What was that lady about?
Poking, just poking and crazy. Just poking and crazy. That's what they do. Because they've listened to enough, and they want to see if Carolyn will embrace, if Carolyn will embrace the nasty of Ion. Who will you take on the nasty? Will you do the nasty, Dr. Dean? And she says, oh, well, we'll have to see about that. Or thanks for calling. We'll check on you. Have a nice day. Everything will be all right.
Right. Did Carolyn win her over?
You're not going to win her over. Did she survive it? Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Was the lady surprised that Carolyn survived it? Was she impressed?
Yeah, because otherwise it would be a stick in the mud. It would be a big deal. But instead, she just, you know, Carolyn's going to handle it with great strides of comfort and appreciation.
Right.
Just like always, you know, that's not new.
All right. Now, we have the autonomic system, and I used to, years ago, say that Ion is the voice of the autonomic system. But does the autonomic system go so fast that it includes the neutrino and the already happened? Is that within the autonomic speeds of non-speeds, no time? He said, yes, includes the already happened. So the autonomic system
has no choice because there's only now.
Right. So the autonomic system, as we, as little people, imagine it, that's an approximation of the reality of Ion, right? You're the voice of your autonomic system speaking.
Most likely, yeah.
Yeah, but you're more than the physical autonomic system. You include these.
Well, it's more that you are too. You are as well. Yeah.
Yeah. And it includes technology in the tech body, but it's more than that. Ion is more than that.
Yes, we agree with that.
So the aliens are being exposed, which is what they want. Are they? What's an institution that they're engaged in right now that I wouldn't think of? We know they're at Emory University Hospital.
What are you speaking of, Bob?
The aliens that I'm going to be communicating with, what are they, what news items reflect their activity?
The Pentagon showed pictures of their ships today
and verified
that they're alien and UFOs and not of this land.
So the big disclosure, people were waiting for decades for the government in some way to announce there are aliens. And here it is happening, and it kind of doesn't get that much attention, does it? As imagine it would be.
No, my nigga, because Black Lives Matter, goddammit. You're not going to treat us like this. Black Lives Matter. We ain't care about no aliens. Them aliens trying to come in and get over, they trying to beat our time. We done working hard. We done got out of that cotton field. We done getting on the life. We living now. We living a dream. It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare, but we live in the dream. We had a dream. It's a nightmare. It's a dark horse. And yeah, they trying to do us in, but that's okay. We're going to that bird Dolph Goodman. We're gonna get us some loaf bread. That's what we're gonna do. So yeah, it's not getting a lot of press because everybody's talking about, instead of the interaction, they're talking about the interracial.
That's right. So right now, I think I heard there was a lot of riots the last couple of days.
Rumors of war. It's mostly peaceful till they burn something down, but it's mostly peaceful.
These mayors who come out and ignore, deny that there's burnings and say it's a peaceful process, are they following instructions from somebody about what to say?
We're trying to keep this down. We're trying to keep this down, Bob, because they don't understand why the Republicans don't do this. They just go in and tear up the Capitol. They don't go to tear up the local Piggly Wiggly.
The Capitol deserves to be torn up, but not their local stores and stuff. So the Democrats are doing it to their states, and the Republicans are laughing at them?
They're getting ready. They're all getting new pairs of shoes to wear to Congress in 2022, Bub.
Right. They're not in there yet, but they're going to be.
They're going to lay them down. But now, see, some other things are going to happen. They're all excited about the election. But other stuff's going to happen before that that's going to turn it all upside down. And if that happens just right, even if they have a lot of dying, they've had dying, but now maybe Carolyn says that we have to be careful because at some point death is going to become so normal, people won't be moved by it anymore.
And
you know what we mean?
That. Yeah.
We don't know. We don't know. We don't know what humans do. They're ridiculous. They're going to die. They don't ascend. We're not following humans. But it's kind of like the way used to sex was taboo. Now you can see naked everywhere. You can just turn on anything and it's buck naked. I mean, it's like naked and up to something. And male, you never saw naked men. Now you see naked men all over the place, all the time. It's like, well, who wants to look at a naked man, for God's sake? I don't know what that's supposed to do, but everywhere. The point is, you see so much of it that it's not special or interesting or alluring. It's like, hell, it's one penis. You've seen one penis. You've seen them all, for God's sake. That's okay. It's mammaries because people are used to it.
Right, but why did they allow themselves to become used to it? What they allowed the sexual taboo to disappear?
Because it was over inflection. If every song in the opera was the aria, you wouldn't respect the fat lady when she got up to sing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now, stop.
Don't lose it. So if death becomes so normal that nobody notices, then it's not going to have the same kick-ass effect. Oh, my God, 1 million people died today. Well, okay, 1 million people died today. We're going to see tomorrow's not looking good either. Let's see how it goes. You know, it's sunny with a chance of meatballs.
Yep.
Okay. So that's going to be an effect that'll play down. Meanwhile, the aliens are trying to stage this so they can come in to be a representation and either save the day or we may use them as the blame of why everybody had to die. We don't care. Mars Attacks version works great for us. We don't care.
Right. Everybody's predicted that aliens will come after a lot of the cataclysm happened so they couldn't be blamed.
That's not too far off. But now, you have to be careful because you got some other workings going on here. There's not just you. Well, oh, my God, did we say that? Scratch that. Delete that, girl. But mark the time so you know exactly where to say that. But that's the essence of how it would feel. That's the essence of how it necessarily would feel.
Death is indifferent? Is that what you're saying about the feeling? Yes. Yeah, you're back to that. But you were talking about
We never left that because all the other things are what's gauging. All those other things are what's gauging the aliens' interaction.
You mean all the other things like deaths and earthquakes and whatever will be associated with the aliens. That's what you mean by gauging the aliens.
See, if the aliens show up and the next day the caldera blows, they're going to blame the fucking aliens. And that won't necessarily be their fault. See the rub? So you got to be careful to make sure that it doesn't, the interaction doesn't cross. So it's kind of like when Kaylee McEnany used to talk about the news feed. She'd say, well, we'll hold this because we don't want to trample over this news story. We don't want this to be the news. We want that to be the news. So they would hold it and make it be when nothing else is going on. And so if they got something bad, they're going to do that Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock when no fucking body's watching the news anyway. That's when they're going to get a bad news. But if it's something hot, 10 o'clock Monday morning, ooh, we got a big old big one we're going to tell you all about. That's how it goes.
So
staging. We'll call it staging.
Somebody predicted, Ron Rosenbaum, he predicted the war in the Middle East soon. Do you agree with that?
Well, they're pulling all the troops out, so the Taliban's going to kick it back up. You're going to have another 9-1-1.
Uh-huh. Pfizer, third dose needed in a year. So
people
going to be wearing...
We did that with Carolyn, that you're going to have to get ready for your third dose, remember?
yeah. But that's a joke.
It's already made the drudge. It's already made the drudge. Instead of one vaccine or two vaccines, now you got to have three vaccines. That's the ticket. Three is the ticket.
Right. Now, it's going to be worse than whatever they're going to offer. Right? They're not going to be able to deal with this. What's coming.
What they're giving them is going to kill them. What they're giving them is going to kill them. So, no, they won't be able to help that, Bob.
Yeah, it's going to kill people, and then they won't know that, and they'll vaccinate themselves, and they'll die. It's over the last 30 years, there were fads, and people would make a lot of money. Maybe Francis Ford Coppola in movies. And then they'd fade off. And there just seems to be more and more fads and quick money making. The whole COVID vaccine thing will melt away when newer things are happening, and which creates newer, different wealthy people or new famous figures. Correct? It's just going to be turned over faster. Everybody thinks we're going to be long involved with the vaccinations and the mask wearing. It'll be changed quickly.
Well, we were just trying to tell all your ionites to scout them out a great house. So when all these dead people come along, they can take up a new residence. It'll be easy.
Right.
Pick them a nice castle.
Let's see. Stock smash all-time highs. Jobless claims lowest since COVID. We'll all be calling each other by hologram soon. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. No, just think of it. You just think of them. You just think of them. It won't be a hologram. You just think of them. And the tech body will present what you think. But the car already knows where you're going. The phone already knows who you're going to call. It already knows. Nobody knows telephone numbers anymore because the machine knows everything. You know you're the last person in the world that dials numbers, Bob? Nobody dials numbers anymore.
I know.
You're the last that has a phone book. People don't even have phone numbers anymore.
I don't dial. I press.
Well, but they don't press anymore. They don't. They say, hey, fill in the blank, call, blah, blah. They are Bob Dobbs, Church of the Subgenius, private. And it puts it right through to you. Says that on the car. We'll send you a snapshot. We'll send you a screenshot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The Queen orders Harry and William to be separated behind coffin because Harry's on the outs.
Wait a minute. Say the words again.
Queen, the headline. Queen orders Harry and William to be separated behind Philip's coffin.
Yes, they would be. That's right.
Because they could have a fight?
One's an heir and one's not. One's in the line of succession and one's not. So they wouldn't stand together. No.
Right. Well, why would she even bring it up? They know not to stand together.
Because you're looking at stupid fucking drudge. I mean, that's
Drudge makes up crazy stuff here. Okay.
Well, they're trying to get. They're trying to make sure you'll come back and check at least one more time before it's over, Bob.
Yeah. Geraldo calls Bongino son of a bitch on Fox.
Oh, yeah, they've been beefing. They do this. It's like a love, hate, hate, love thing. But what's happening is that Geraldo Rivera loved Trump, but he's trying to defend these Spaniards that are fucked off. Meanwhile, these Spaniards did it to themselves. They're saying, okay,
well, who are the Spaniards?
The people coming across, the illegal aliens, the hundreds of thousands of
illegal aliens.
Oh,
he's trying to be nice to them? He's not as
He's just trying to say, this is a bad thing. But this bad thing that is, we got to deal with it now. It's a mess. But we can't just put them back over the fence, throw them back over the fence and let them starve. He's standing there, everybody's saying, like, well, it's not our problem. We didn't tell him to come. Biden did. He needs to feed them. So they see the rub, how that kind of goes. So the thing is the Donald Trump would say, you're not coming. Don't come if you want to, but it's not going to be our problem. We're good. You good? We're good. We're good. We're good. And he don't care. I'll send you back. I ain't going to send you. You ain't coming. That's what's going to happen. You're not coming. So it's easy. And so when that happens, you see,
Who said we're not coming?
Trump says, if you come, you're not coming in the country, period.
Yeah.
So you can do what you want to. And instead now, the coyotes, There's more money in smuggling, bringing people to the border now than there is in dope. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I can see that. So
that's huge.
And so Bongino says, shut it down, and Geraldo's trying to be compromised.
Yeah. So Dan Bongino says in about 1 second, you can't take care of the American children, and now you're spending everything taking care of these foreigners. How's that work? You can't take care of your house. How are you going to take care of somebody else? And then finally Geraldo says, you're a son of a bitch.
Who says that?
Dan Bongino.
Geraldo, right. He's trying to be fair.
Dan Bongino, a son of a bitch, because he didn't like his staunch.
He's Latino. Yeah, you're right.
But so okay, is Bongino. Both of them are foreign, so they would both are foreign. But Dan Bongino is just saying, help the world. Fine. After you take care of America. You take care of America and you got some extra, help them out. But don't take food out of your mouth and give somebody else that don't deserve it.
Exactly. Okay, so final question. The Black Death Plague, the Black Plague deaths are piling up in America and they're not being reported. Is that true?
Correct. That's true.
And all ages are dying.
Yep.
Does it float through the air? How do people get infected by the Black Plague? What's the main means?
Every way. Every way. Every way. Listen, we're going to tell you something. The body, Karen's going to notice, the way the body is positioning, you're preparing yourself for ascension. And when you prepare yourself for ascension, regardless, the environment is shifting your telomeres, your body, into a place where you will absorb everything. Because to ascend, you have to absorb everything. Now, if you got the products, that's going to help ease that off. If you come into this whole place, your body will have a chance to catch up and morph. Good change.
Right.
But if you don't have that, your cell phone's going to give it to you. The radiation off the car is going to give it to you. The road's going to give it to you. The sun's going to give it to you. Your pollen's going to give it to you. Your ex-wife is going to give it to you. Your bastard children are going to give it to you. Your stepchildren are going to give it to you. It's all going to be everywhere. Lick it, lick it, lick it. It's in the food. It's in the water. It's in the milk. Sweet milk, buttermilk. It'll be in the kabuchi. It'll be in the kabuchi. We drank kabuchi.
So I can, this is a good statement. I can post this, warn people, look, deal with Bob or face
the
infection.
Don't warn them. Tell them to embrace it hard. Tell them to embrace it hard. And if they like it, come on down. If they don't worry. Don't have a care. It's going to be over soon. Don't worry. Don't fight it. Don't worry.
Shit. So we're going to get infected. We'll absorb it.
That's great. What's already happening, you see.
So is the iCell, the insulin nose, the super sugar, the REMAG, or some other thing, what is protecting us? All of that together or something that you don't need?
iCell. That's just the statement. And there's other aspects that are occurring, but don't worry about all that.
Yeah, you just said that's just clever. A statement. What's the statement?
Yeah.
Saying
ICEL? Just say ICEL. But there's other aspects, but that don't matter. You know, you get too clever by half.
But you're saying take D3K2, at least take that.
At least. Twice a 2-1 or 2-BID, yeah.
All right. That's a good ending, Carolyn, right?
Yeah.
So masks
Thank
don't
you very
work.
Much.
Mass
yes, they do. They will put you in an early grave if you want to go. Get two, and it'll be even faster.
Wow.
You used to get on the radio, and you talk about people getting cotton mouth. Well, you ain't got cotton mouth. You're going to have cotton lung.
Right. So there are a couple of people that don't like me not wearing masks on my walk. Are they are they noticing the news is getting odd, and I might be right? Or they're not.
No, they don't know. They don't know. Why don't you get little funeral notices and write their names in them and think and say, sorry for your loss. And it would have to be their name that they're going to die. Give them little funeral notices. That'd be nice. Give them flowers. Because I want to give you these flowers, but I don't want to send them to your death, not to your wake. I'll have my picture made with you if you're If you owe me money, I'll have my picture made with you. But after that, they'll just go and give you the flowers while you're living.
Yeah, so we're not sending it to the wake. We're giving it to them now while they're still alive.
That's nice. That's
Isn't that nice, John?
Okay.
You'd like
very, very good.
Like that.
Happy days. Hey.